Located in the River Market, Little Rock's Museum of Discovery is filled with two floors of interactive science exhibits, multiple children's play areas that include a gigantic wind tunnel and an indestructible castle area for the 6 and under crowd, and a movie theater which simulates the experience of being inside a tornado. It's a wonderful way to spend an afternoon, regardless of age. To try out the recent renovations, I called upon the assistance of two of Little Rock's toughest critics, my twin 2-year-old sons. We recently braved the Saturday crowd to have a look.
So you're all set?
All set.
I think just go on up and just show them your little sticker.
Okay.
And go have some fun.
Great.
It's packed and noisy as we head up the stairs to the first room, the Discovery Hall, a dizzying jumble of hands-on activities exploring the building blocks of science and transformation of energy. Children and their parents hop from one activity to the other, lights flashing, bells ringing, kinetics at work.
What is this? What is that? We need some water. They're converting that water into electricity. Do you see it? Goes up. Yeah, it does.
Even though their feet won't quite reach the pedals, my sons are enthralled by this stationary bicycle, which, when pedaled, forces the water up the pipes, which in turn provides electricity to light up the energy-efficient bulbs. Across the room, they both notice one of their favorite things, a gigantic guitar, an example of how different resonation creates different notes.
See them move?
Over by the guitar is a pinball-looking machine where you use as much force as possible to send the small marble sailing across the surface, where it crashes into different sizes and shapes of metal, each one ringing out their own distinct sound.
There you go, again.
It's there that I run into Glenda Kirsch, who's laughing with her family.
I brought my 2 grandchildren and my husband.
And how old are your grandchildren?
6 and 11.
And are they enjoying it?
Oh, we're all having a wonderful time. Yes, yes, we are. We drove from Searcy, and we heard about it in the paper, and we saw a commercial on TV. So we're really enjoying ourselves.
That's great. What's been your favorite thing so far?
I think for he and I, maybe the dinosaurs. He's really into that, and we're reading a lot about them, so we had to go over that pretty good. But it's all fun.
We left the Discovery Hall and quickly made our way through that dinosaur exhibit. Fascinating, no doubt, but geared more toward older children. Once outside of the hall, our sons caught sight of the 2-story series of clear tubes that form the center of the museum, a wind tunnel of sorts with multiple openings where small hands can insert pieces of colorful fabric, watch them be sucked up through the tubes on the ground level, and spit back out from above, flashes of red, yellow, and pink drifting down into their waiting hands. This is also the spot for interactive demonstrations, which take place several times throughout the day.
And 6. He was right. He tested his hypothesis and it was right. Way to go. Give it a round of applause. Now, how in the world can I put a paper towel under water and keep it from getting wet? Does anyone know? And this guy?
While a crowd of about 30 middle school students test their hypotheses, off to the side a long line waits for the Tornado Alley Theater, where you can experience, quote, the sights and sounds of a tornado tearing past, end quote, and also hear the voices of several residents affected by a tornado that hit Little Rock in 1999. I don't know about you, but I've spent way too many evenings huddled in my hallway listening to tornado sirens and wishing for a storm cellar to find that exhibit anywhere near appealing. So we moved on to the hot spot for all the younger kids, the Room to Grow Castle. Nothing in there is breakable, it's large but contained, and features a variety of different landscapes, like the reading beach and the construction zone. There's even a stage area and dressing room for impromptu plays, a farm area with a miniature barn and cow, and a lighthouse, boat, and sandcastle area. Near the reading beach is a private nursing room for mothers. One of my sons was particularly drawn to the large magnetic wall of numbers and letters.
Number 5,
yeah. Do you like this one with the ABs?
ABs.
I left my husband and children in the room to grow castle while I took a look at some of the other rooms, like the Amazing You exhibit, a look at the hows and whys behind keeping your body healthy. I stopped another family to get their impressions.
What are your names?
All of us. This is Zoe. This is Sienna, Jasmine, Christian, and Caleb, and I'm Terrell.
Hi. And what's been your favorite thing about today so far?
I like the heartbeat drum thing.
Cool. I like that one too. What about you as adults? Have you guys learned anything new today?
Yes. Makes me want to take better care of my teeth, obviously, looking at this right here. So, I'm going to do a little more extra brushing and flossing.
I haven't seen this one yet. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is an exhibit about teeth.
Right. Been having a lot of fun.
My personal favorite was the Earth's Journeys section of the museum, an era exploring the geographical features that make Arkansas unique. Hands-on exhibits illustrate the science of everyday, like the miniature version of both an artesian and a dugwell, as well as the extreme, such as the coils that represent both the way an earthquake happens underground and the effect it has above. While in this room, I came across another family of twins, Barbara Wright and her twin grandchildren, Sybil and Collier. Like so many families I visited that day, they appreciated the multi-generational appeal of the museum.
What about you as an adult? Are you learning anything today that you didn't already know?
Actually, yes. I learned how to complete a circuit between a battery and a doorbell and a button, door button.
We spent several hours at the museum that day, watching our children in wide-eyed amazement, while we tried to keep up with them as they darted from one room to the next. My small reviewers weren't exactly articulate in their analysis of the experience, but I'll say this. By the time we reached our car, they were asleep before we left the parking lot. Now that's a sign of a good day. You can visit the Discovery Museum online at themuseumofdiscovery.org. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5.
Pull back and then you let go like this.
Yay!
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin Moats.
Here goes.
There you go, again. You want to try it, George?